Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
I'm glad to welcome once again Dick Taylor. Dick, welcome back to the life study.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Dick, we have a classic message today that was truly one of the classics of the life study of Hebrews when it was given in 1975 and 76. It's called Enter Within the Veil and Go Outside the Camp. What are we talking about today, Dick?
Entering into the very presence of the Lord, touching and contacting the living Christ who's within the Holy of Holies. And practically, that means going to our spirit, where Christ, as the wonderful Spirit, lives within us. We're entering within the veil, enjoying Christ in our spirit. When we enjoy Christ in our spirit, we are energized and strengthened to go outside the camp. And the camp is just religion. The camp is just something of man's organization and strength and power. But eventually we see it's a place of gloom and whirlwind and fire. We need to enter within the veil and go outside the camp by getting into our spirit and getting outside of religion.
Dick, that's where we're going, both within and out.
Amen.
Let's join Witness Lee.
This message is enter within the veil and go outside the camp. Amen. If you have really entered into the depth of this book, you could say this. This whole book is just covered by these two things, the veil and the camp. Hallelujah. Amen. You have a veil here within, and you have a camp here for us to be outside. Amen. The veil and the camp. Amen. As to the veil, it should be within the veil. As to the camp, it should be outside the camp. What is within the veil? We all know now, this is the Holy of Holies. Within the veil, there is just one unique thing, the Holy of Holies. Here, in the Holy of Holies, in the unique place, there is just one unique thing. That is the Ark of Testimony. In the Holy of Holies, Christ is the unique item. But within this unique item, as we have seen, there are three living things. Number one, the hidden manna. Number two, the budding rod. Listen to this word, budding. Budding means what? Growing, blossoming, to bear the fruit, to exercise the life riches. And then the law of testimony, the law of life that issues in God's expression, in God's testimony. My brothers and sisters, just this little short word opens a wide field for us. This is what the term within the veil means. To say within the veil, we mean so much that we have to be in the Holy of Holies of our God. And here in this realm, the Holy of Holies, we are participating our Christ. And in Him, we enjoy the hidden manna, the budding rod, the love life to issue in God's corporate expression. This is the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. This is all here included in this short term within the veil.
Dick, in this message, that is a summary message, really, of the book of Hebrews, we have the veil mentioned several times. This phrase, within the veil, is a key to this book. Dick, what is the veil in typology, and what is the significance of this word to us, to enter within the veil?
To be within the veil is to have passed through the separation. Initially, there was a separation between God and man. But when Christ died on the cross, that separation was broken from top to bottom, and he entered within the veil. Now our desire is to enter within the veil. And to be within the veil means to enjoy Christ in the Holy of Holies. Within the veil, we have the Holy of Holies with the ark as the center, signifying Christ. This is a symbol of the full testimony of Christ. Within the ark is the hidden manna, and this is Christ as our real life supply. And then in the ark, we also have the budding rod, indicating the growing of life. And this rod buds the almonds, so this indicates this life bears fruit. And you can see a wonderful growth and a fruit-bearing of this life of Christ within the Holy of Holies. And lastly, you have the law of testimony, which really signifies Christ as the law of life within us, meaning that Christ wants to be enjoyed by us in the Holy of Holies as our life with the life principle, causing us to be constituted with him, saturated with him, filled with him, and even to become his expression. So when we all enter within the veil, the result is we are saturated, permeated, filled up with Christ, and we do nothing but express Christ. Entering within the veil is a wonderful term, meaning we can enter within our spirit, enjoy Christ in the practical Holy of Holies. And he is our hidden manna, our supply. He's our budding, growing, fruit-bearing life. And he is the law of life, causing us to become his very expression by the addition and dispensing of himself into every part of our being. We become the corporate expression of Christ. And this fulfills God's eternal purpose. So this phrase, enter within the veil, means a lot. Get into your spirit and enjoy Christ to become the corporate expression of Christ for the fulfillment of his eternal purpose.
More than just a rich phrase, this is a real key. Dick, let's go back to more of Witness Lee for our life study today.
The camp in typology signifies religion, human, and earthly. When you say outside the camp, that means religion is a human organization. You see, you have to be clear. On the one hand, God's economy is being fulfilled within the veil. And on the other hand, religious things are going on within the camp. Now we all can say, we see what is there in religion, just a monk set on fire, producing the smoking darkness, and give people gloom, right? And you have there just a whirlwind all the time moving without any direction, and it doesn't give people any feeling of peace, right? The warnings, the trumpeting, and so forth, you must see this is what pictured in this book. Now, we all must make the decision to take the choice. Amen. Do we like to enter into the veil or to stay within the camp? We cannot be neutral. We have to make a decision to take a choice, to take the choice to enter into the veil or to take the choice to stay in the camp. In this book, we are really instructed and charged to enter into the veil. Come forward to the Holy of Holies. And the way into the Holy of Holies has been cut, has been slain, and has been paved. It is the new and living way. So this book charges us, ushers us into the Holy of Holies. According to our figuration, it is firstly we come out of or go outside the camp, then we enter into the veil. This is the human mathematics. But according to God's mathematics, it is not to go outside the camp first, but to enter into the veil first. Not one of us did firstly go outside the camp, then secondly we entered into the veil. The Lord Jesus firstly went outside the gate, then he entered into the veil. But for us, it is vice versa. We have to enter the veil first. Then we go outside the camp. In other words, we entered the Holy of Holies. Then we came out of religion.
Amen.
Check with your experience.
Right.
You could see we all have entered into the Holy of Holies. Then we got the strengthening. Then we got the encouragement to go outside the camp.
Dick, within the veil and outside the camp. To be within the veil, as you have pointed out, is to be in the Holy of Holies, in our spirit, in the very presence of our wonderful Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I think this is very clear. But what is the basis for saying that to be outside the camp is to be outside of religion?
Well, in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, we see a picture of religion. You have a mountain set on fire. You have whirlwind. You have gloom. You have warnings like the trumpet sounding, indicating that this is not a very good situation. For example, the whirlwind means there's no direction. And who wants a life full of gloom? This is religion. The Lord charges us to come out of that. Paul in Hebrews really says this is something in opposition to God's economy. God's desire is to dispense himself into us as life, not this mountain of fire, this judgment, this gloom that's related to just having the law. To be outside of religion is to be outside of that camp. And when you get outside of that camp, outside of religion, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And you've come to the church of the firstborn. One time, Chris, Brother Lee, mentioned the definition of religion. He said it's the worship of God without the enjoyment of Christ. So we need to get out of there. That's a camp. There was no enjoyment of Christ. You look at its gloom, whirlwind, fire, warnings, trumpets, scare you to death. Who wants to be there? But in God's economy, there is the dispensing of Christ in our spirit. So we want to be those who go outside the camp and enter into our spirit within the veil to enjoy Christ as everything for God's purpose to be fulfilled.
Dick, I want to ask you to give that definition. You quoted Witness Lee, his definition of religion, as we use this word or this phrase in this context, to be outside of religion. And the context there really implies religion is something not that positive. And this may not be that comfortable for many of our listeners. So again, give us the definition.
This definition, Chris, has helped me many, many times. What is religion? Religion is to worship God without the enjoyment of Christ, his Son. Anytime you just have a system of worship of God, but Christ is not the center, you're not enjoying him, not experiencing him, you have religion. We need to get outside of that camp. You know, even when the Lord was on the earth, Chris, eventually the history of the Jews, the Old Testament, should have led to their believing in Christ. But when Christ actually came, they wanted to keep their system. That was religion. When I visited Jerusalem, there's still this kind of religious atmosphere. But when you get outside, you get to Galilee, you just sense fresh air. It's a kind of a good picture of going outside the camp and entering within the veil. How about you, Chris? You feel that way?
Oh, absolutely, Dick. There's such a contrast when we are trying to do things out of a man-made or our own effort to try to worship and please God, in contrast with the rich, fresh, sweet, living enjoyment of the person Jesus Christ. There's no comparison. It's an easy transition, an easy choice.
Amen.
Dick, let's go back to our life study. Here's Witness Lee.
We need to enter again and again and again within the veil. To enter into the Spirit. Now you understand, for years, centuries, many Bible readers couldn't understand why in chapter 4 of the Hebrews, out of a sudden, verse 12 came up. He was talking about the comparison of Christ with Judaism. Out of a sudden, he said, the word of God is sharp, with two edges, piercing into the dividing of the soul from the spirit. But at that time, I mean, years ago, none of us did understand why was the reason. Why such a verse right away stood up in this book. Now we understand. Because this is the key verse. Our spirit today is where the Holy of Holies is.
Amen.
Our spirit today is where the real ark of testimony is.
Amen.
Our spirit today is where the hidden manna, the budding rod, and the love of life are. The spirit of our today is the very place where the Holy of Holies is. Where God's economy is.
Amen.
Even where the fulfillment of God's economy is.
Amen.
We all have brothers to enter into this very spot.
Amen.
Within the veil. Once you turn to your spirit, there you take grace.
Amen.
There you taste Christ as your hidden manna. Then it buds, it blossoms. You see the point? This is the dispensation of the triune God into your being. This is God's economy. This will build up the body of Christ. And this will produce the material for the building up of the church. You see the point? This is not religion. This is God's economy, and this happens, transpires within the veil, in the Holy of Holies, which is in our spirit.
Amen.
What I mean is this, brothers, anything that is for God's economy, we are for it.
Amen.
Anything that is for the dispensing of the triune God into our being, for the building up of the body of Christ, we are for it. We are here only for one thing. That is the dispensation of our God into our being.
Amen.
To transform us and to build us together to be His cowprayed expression.
Amen.
To terminate this age and to usher in the kingdom.
Amen.
We are here for this.
Amen.
How could we do this? Enter into the veil. Enter into your spirit. Enter into the spirit.
Amen.
To experience the ark of God's testimony.
Amen.
With His hidden manna and the budding power and the law of life. Then you will be strengthened, infused, empowered, and enabled to drop any kind of camping.
Right.
You will go outside the camp. Enter into the veil and go outside the camp. This is the ultimate conclusion of the study on this book. We all have to see this book is bringing us within the veil and outside the camp to taste the sweetness of the heavenly Christ that we may be enabled to go outside the camp forsaking the earth and its love.
Amen.
To have our spirit filled with the glory of the heavenly Christ, this is to enter into the veil, to enter into our spirit, to have our spirit filled with the glory of the heavenly Christ, that our heart may be freed from the possession of the earth's enjoyment outside the camp.
Amen.
To enter within the veil, that is, to enter into our spirit, is to behold the glorified Christ, that we may be attracted to follow the suffering Jesus outside the camp, beholding his countenance in heaven, enables us to trace his footsteps on earth, to be infused in the resurrection power, that we may be empowered to walk the pathway of the cross outside the camp, to participate in the ministry of the heavenly Christ, that we may be equipped to minister him to the thirsty spirit outside the camp, to enjoy the Lord's best, that we may be enriched to meet the people's need outside the camp. Then eventually, it is by this way to enter into the veil that we are equipped in every good work that God is doing in us, that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is by this way to enter into the veil that God is doing in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ. From beginning to end, this book presents to us a heavenly Christ. Only here, with the word God doing in us through Jesus Christ, implies the indwelling of Christ. It is through the indwelling Christ whom we enjoy within the will in our spirit that God works in us that we may do his will.
Amen.
Eventually, this book is closed with the word of blessing, grace be with you all. Amen.
Dick, what a marvelous connection was made in this portion. This phrase, within the veil and outside the camp, it really became a kind of anthem of this life study of Hebrews when it was given in 1975 and 76, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was.
In reality, these are not two different or distinct things, but they're really two aspects of one thing, aren't they?
Yeah, I like the way you said that, Chris. They really are two aspects of one thing. When we New Testament believers would turn to the Lord, who is now the wonderful Christ, not only in the heavens on the throne, but also within our spirit as the life-giving spirit, when we turn to him in prayer saying, "Oh Lord, I come to you. Lord, I love you." What happens? We enter within the veil. That is, we enjoy Christ, who is the content of the Holy of Holies, and his purpose can be fulfilled. At the same time, when we enter within our spirit, we also go outside the camp. Until you learn to exercise your spirit and enjoy Christ, you know, it says in 2 Timothy 4:22, "The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you." That grace is enjoying Christ. And Hebrews says, "Take grace." So the enjoyment of Christ today is turning to Christ in our spirit, exercising our spirit. When we turn to our spirit, we exercise our spirit by singing, by calling on the Lord's name, by praying, even by preaching the gospel, even by fellowshipping with each other. Right, Chris? What happens is we automatically enter within the veil. That's Christ in the Holy of Holies. At the same time, we flee the camp of religion. In our spirit, where Christ is, in the Holy of Holies, there is no religion. So practically, how do you get out of that camp? The main way is to turn to Christ in your spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you today. Right away, you will enter within the veil, and you will go outside the camp. So these two things are distinct, yes, on one hand, but they're actually two aspects of one thing. When we enjoy Christ in the Spirit, turning to our Spirit, exercising our Spirit, right away, we get outside the camp, we enter within the veil. Why do we enjoy the riches of Him? Because we leave the camp. Sometimes our mind becomes the camp of religion. So we turn from our mind, but also we turn with our mind. That doesn't mean we become mindless, but we turn with our mind to our Spirit to enjoy all the riches of Christ in the Holy of Holies in our spirit. Hallelujah for life in the Spirit.
To be within the veil is really to be in the presence of Christ, and in reality it's to be in Him. And He is outside the camp of religion.
Amen.
That's how we enter in and go without at the same time.
That's right.
Fresh, wonderful fellowship today.
Amen.
These life studies are very enjoyable.
They're awesome.
Thank you, Dick.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
We'll have you back. Thank you very much for listening.